This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Let's get a preview of President Obama's announcement on Afghanistan. He promised to begin the U.S. withdrawal this summer and offers details tonight. As we're about to hear, the decision involves military pressures in Afghanistan as well as political pressures here in the United States. And we begin our coverage with NPR's Tamara Keith, who's in our studios. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
Starting with the numbers, what are the range of choices the president has?
Well, and first we should note that we're talking about a drawdown of the surge troops. So the 18 months ago, he said sent 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan. Now it's time for him to begin bringing them home. And reports on this vary. But what we're hearing is something in the range of 5,000 to 10,000 troops coming home soon, and then a longer-term reduction by perhaps the end of next year of the remainder of those 30,000 surge troops.
Okay, so maybe a two-phase or several-phase withdrawal here. And at the end, most of the U.S. troops in Afghanistan will still be in Afghanistan. Is that right?
That is correct. More than 60,000 would still be there in Afghanistan. The president has this interesting challenge here. He's under growing pressure here at home. There's a new poll out yesterday from the Pew Center saying a majority of Americans now believe troops should be brought home as soon as possible. 56% say that. And it's a big jump since the killing of Osama bin Laden. But then the president also has to please on some level the military. The military is at least quietly saying that, you know, we've made progress in Afghanistan, but it's still very fragile. Violence is still quite high, and pulling out too many troops too soon would be a mistake. And then there are the international audiences. President Karzai in Afghanistan is watching. He doesn't want to be abandoned. Pakistan is watching. And Stephen Biddle at the Council on Foreign Relations says the Taliban will be watching, too.
He's trying to convey to the Taliban the message that we are not heading for the exit, and therefore you guys really ought to make some concessions because that's the only way you're going to get a shorter war.
So the president has a lot of people to persuade or disappoint.
Which maybe is part of the reason you're telling us he may give us several numbers in several different areas, several different parts of time, several different periods of time.
Right. Something to possibly please everyone. For the people that want a big number, this could potentially provide a tangible endpoint. But it could also give the generals on the ground the flexibility to keep numbers high through the next two fighting seasons, which they say are important. But to keep this all in perspective, as we said before, we're only talking about the extra troops, the extra surge troops that the president sent over in December of 2009. And I called up Michael O'Hanlon at the Brookings Institution. He put it this way.
From all we hear, the most radical thing the administration would do, perhaps, is to pull 15,000 forces out this year and another 20,000 out next year, leaving 65,000 American troops even at the end of that two-year process.
And when President Obama took office, there were 32,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Today, there are 99,000 plus NATO troops.
Tamara, people are sure in the next few days to raise a question famously raised by General David Petraeus, the Afghan commander, the commander of forces in Afghanistan. He raised it in the context of Iraq. Maybe it applies here. Tell me how this ends.
And that is a very good question. This speech tonight, perhaps, we don't know what the contents are, might give us a sense of how it ends. But these numbers that we're talking about, this is how the surge ends. This isn't how the whole thing ends. There are still big questions about strategy. What are we trying to achieve? What is the U.S. trying to achieve? Was getting bin Laden enough? You know, all along the goal has been to prevent al-Qaeda from having a base of operations to attack the U.S. again. When can we say that's been accomplished? You know, U.S. troops in the last 18 months have been working very hard to build up Afghan police and security forces, also trying to push back the Taliban. So the idea, the strategy for the last couple of years has been by the end of 2014, still 3 years away, the U.S. will hopefully be able to hand over operations to those Afghan forces.
Tamara, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Tamara Keith.